أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون. ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب. And your God is but one God. There is no one worthy of worship but He is most gracious, most merciful. Allah Ta'ala is unique in His being. He is unique in His qualities. He is unique in Him being eternal, and He is unique in the fact that every creature depends on Him, and He doesn't depend at all on any creature. So in every respect, He is absolutely unique. There is nothing that is eternal, that is forever, or that may live forever. And it is Allah Ta'ala that is eternal. He was forever and He will be forever. He is unique in this aspect, that in His qualities and attributes, He's got none that is like Him. Not in His qualities and not in His being. His qualities are such that the extent of the quality cannot be perceived by any human being, any creation. The vastness and the greatness, the majesty of His being is such that nobody can comprehend. So in every respect, He is absolutely unique. La ilaha illahu. Hence, there is none worthy of worship but He, most gracious and most merciful. Then, if you need to understand Him, then reflect over His creation, because you cannot see Him, and you cannot perceive Him with your minuscule brains. How are you going to perceive the One that is absolutely eternal? So understand Him through His creation, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternation of the night and the day, and in the sailing of the ship through the oceans for the benefit of man, in the sending of rain, from the heavens, in Allah Ta'ala sending the rains from the heavens, through which He gives life to the earth after it had been dead, and in the scattering of every type of beast, in the changing of the directions of the wind, and in the subservient clouds, in the clouds that are subservient, that trail like subservient slaves, with the wind direction, the wind directs it to whichever direction it wants. So it is like a trailing slave that is absolutely subservient to choice of its own, in spite of its huge mass. All are signs for those people who have some understanding. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. In spite of understanding the greatness, the glory, the majesty of Allah Ta'ala, yet man can stoop so low that there are some who take up equals with Allah Ta'ala, loving them like how they ought to love Allah Ta'ala. And as for believers, they are overflowing in the love of Allah Ta'ala. These people, they didn't know who is Allah Ta'ala, nor did they take the trouble to understand Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So they take up equals. Someone will take up an equal with an animal. Someone will take up an equal with a stone, with an idol. So they consider them to be equals with Allah Ta'ala. And the believers, Allah Ta'ala has given them that grace that they can understand Allah Ta'ala. They can recognize Him. So they are overflowing in His love. His magnificence, His greatness, His majesty overwhelms them. And they realize, they come to the conclusion that He is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that He is the one that is to be loved. It is Him that is supposed to be served. It is Him that deserves unconditional worship and service. وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ. The sinners have their brief enjoyment for the brief day. But when they will see the punishment, if the unbelievers could only see when they saw the punishment, then they will realize that all power belongs to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is strict in punishment. But then that day it will be too late for them, even though they realize the truth now, but it will be too late for them. Then would the leaders break away, and they will clear themselves from their following. They will see the punishment, and all relationship will be broken down. The following will say, had we been given just one single chance, we will also break away from them, we'll clear ourselves from them, just as they have cleared themselves from us now, in this most crucial, most pitiable moment, where they have just broken away from us. They have forsaken us at the most crucial time, at the time that we needed them most, then they broke away from us. So we will also break away from them. If we had only one chance, then we will show them in this world that we will also break away from them. But there is no chance, there is no return. كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهِ. In this manner, Allah Ta'ala shows them the fruit of their actions as a way of remorse and regrets. And they are not at all going to come out from the fire.